Chapter 2. More Problems for Anne.
Lord help us, cried Aunt Mary. How am I going to feed 2 more children?
The room smelt of beer and wet nappies. The older children were playing around the chairs. The little ones were holding on to Aunt Mary's legs. And baby Billy was crying in her arms.
Who's at the door?
Shouted Uncle Harry from his chair.
It's our Edna's children, said Aunt Mary. The poor things are going to be orphans, and who's going to take care of them?
Don't get any foolish ideas in your head, shouted Uncle Harry. They're not staying here. We've got enough mouths to feed.
Well, we'd have more money for food if you didn't spend it all at the tavern, shouted Aunt Mary.
Uncle Harry threw a bottle of beer against the wall, and glass flew everywhere. There was a scream.
Now look what you've done, Aunt Mary shouted at her husband. Peter stood on some glass.
Uncle Harry jumped out of his chair and shut the front door in William's face. There was chaos inside. Everyone was crying and shouting. A minute later, the door opened again and Aunt Mary came outside.
I'm sorry, love, but you'll be better at home than here, she said.
She gave Anne some money. This will buy enough food for a few days. Listen, Anne, you have to get a job and take care of your brother. Look at the adverts on the notice board outside the church. At the church, there was an advert for a laundry maid. The following morning, Anne wore her mother's shoes and dress and walked across the fields to the house. It started to rain, and when Anne arrived, her shoes and dress were covered in mud. A butler opened the door.
Go round to the servants' entrance, he told her.
Anne cleaned the mud from her shoes and waited in the kitchen for Mrs. Pancroft, the lady of the house. Mrs. Pancroft was a tall, blonde lady with cold, grey eyes. She examined Anne from head to toe and looked disapprovingly at her long red hair and dirty shoes.
Can you do laundry? She asked.
Yes, madam, Anne replied.
I hope you've got a pleasant temperament, she said. Redheads are usually quite obstinate.
Anne disliked the woman, but she needed this job.
Oh, no, madam, she said. I'm a good girl, really I am.
Well, I hope so, said Mrs. Pancroft. Are you punctual?
Yes, madam.
You must start work at exactly 6 o'clock on Monday morning, said the lady. The housekeeper will be here.
It was still dark when Anne got up on Monday morning. Aunt Mary's money was already spent and there wasn't any cheese left for breakfast.
Mrs. Pancroft will pay me and then I'll buy some sausages, she thought.
She left the last slice of bread on the table for William and started to walk to the Pancroft house. When she reached the fields, the sun was rising. She arrived at the servants' entrance at 6:02.
I thought you weren't coming, said the housekeeper coldly. Come quickly, there's a pile of washing and it must be dry before the rain starts again.
The housekeeper took Anne to the washroom and gave her a tray with some black soap, a bottle of blue dye and some starch. Then she showed her a big tub full of white sheets and tablecloths.
I've never seen so much laundry, Anne thought.
There was also a long wooden stick, a bucket, a washboard, an iron and a strange machine called a mangle.
Bring water from the well outside, the housekeeper said. When you finish the washing, hang it outside to dry.
The housekeeper left Anne in the washroom. She and her mother always brought water from the fountain in the city square, so she didn't usually use the well. Also, they didn't have a mangle or an iron, and only rich people used black soap, starch and blue dye, so Anne had no idea what to do with them. She took the bucket to the well and lowered it into the water. After she filled it, she carried the water to the washroom and poured it into the tub. That wasn't very difficult, she thought. Encouraged by her success, she poured more water into the tub and emptied the whole bottle of starch and blue dye into it. Then she used the wooden stick and turned the clothes around the tub.
The dye turned her hands blue, and the laundry wasn't looking any cleaner. She dragged the heavy tub outside and emptied the water onto the ground. The laundry was blue, and there were dirty marks on it. She tried to remove the colour and marks with the soap. Then she brought more water from the well to wash it out. She washed the laundry 3 times, but she still couldn't remove the blue dye.
Perhaps it will become white in the sun, she thought.
She carefully lifted a sheet from the tub and hung it out to dry.
What are you doing, girl? Shouted the housekeeper. You have to put it through the mangle first. It presses the water from the clothes.
She came closer and saw the blue marks on the laundry.
What did you do? She shouted. What will Mrs. Pancroft say? All her beautiful sheets and tablecloths are ruined.
Anne was terrified, but she didn't show it. Like her mother, Anne Telford was courageous and proud. Why did you give me the bottle of blue dye if I wasn't supposed to use it? She said.
Stupid girl, said the housekeeper. Did you use the whole bottle? You must only use 1 teaspoon of it.